Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hello, guys. I am here with the one and only Goddess Giving, Larissa. I am so, so happy that you're here with me today.
I'm so happy to be here, Rachel. You know, I have been a fan of yours now for quite some time, and you are my mentor, you are my friend, you're my coach. So to be asked to be on your socials is an honor, and I thank you for that.
Well, it was really easy to feature you because one of the things that has been so amazing is to see how you took a business that you were passionate about that maybe on different platforms breaking in would be challenging, right? Like right. It was crowded in other platforms. Tell me about your experience of trying to market yourself on all the platforms that you were on before joining TikTok.
So I'm not a marketer. I'm really a spiritual healer. And I just wanted to uplift people. I wanted to inspire people. I wanted to let them know that they could be seen, heard, and appreciated, and that there was more to their life than what they were living. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to touch as many people as I possibly could, you know, on the social world. And I started out like everybody else on Facebook and Instagram, and I started to find myself getting very frustrated with putting out great content, or what I thought was great content and great messages, and it not living past a few hours or reaching the right people. And then I'm a person who, does what I feel and I'm led, and I found you, and everything in my body was like, listen to this woman. She knows what she's talking about. And I met you on social media. I jumped into your TikTok program and I launched TikTok. And in 25 days, I went from zero followers to 12,000. And then it was like, what was so cool was that I was showing up as Larissa, the intuitive healer and the numerologist and the soul coach. And I created a platform for my people to find me finally. And now it has grown. And I think I'm at about 170,000 followers now, but it's like really cool. But what's really important for me is that it's not just about the followers. Like, I feel like I'm building fellowship and community and connection. And that would not have been possible if it was not for TikTok. Everything else is growing because of it. My communities, my paid communities, my everything is just growing.
I love it when I see really, really good people attracting what I always feel like they deserve, if that makes sense.
Right.
And so one of the things I want to point out is that you showed up and one of the beautiful things about TikTok is that it allows us to get an intimate look at who people really are. And I right. feel like that was what immediately shone through for you. Wouldn't you say that that's true? You got to just be yourself versus trying to put on a front like a lot of marketers do on different platforms.
I think on other platforms, you can get caught up in the comparison loop and game, and you start to think that you have to have these pretty images, and that's just not who I was. And when I got into TikTok, it was like I had 15, 30, 45 seconds to a minute to share a message. And it was a creative outlet. You can't hide who you are on TikTok. People will see right through that. So the more authentic you are, the better your results will be. And I feel like every time I just show up as Larissa, the response is always greater than when I try to create what I think they want to see, right? It's really about what's in your heart.
Now, one of the things that people may be wondering is, you might think that voice sounds really familiar. And so I have to put this out here because this past month, Larissa's become actually like for real, a bit of a celebrity. I'm shocked like her video hasn't been licensed yet, but I'm sure it will be at some point. She is the shut the front door woman on TikTok. Tell me a little bit about that, because that was just so quick, especially you.
You know, I tend to have a little bit of a potty mouth. I always did. And it was one of those things that my father would always say, Larissa, like, stop, do not say that. So I would always put other words in place, and shut the front door just became my way of saying what I really wanted to say in a nice way. And I would say it all the time, whether it's something cool or something bad, I just always said it. So that particular day, I was having like, I don't know, like a content, like there was no, I had nothing. Like, and I was running outside, taking my kids to school because they're doing like that half, they're still going to school. And it had just kind of been that frosty kind of, you know, day. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have 5 minutes and my windows are frozen. And I had seen it on TikTok. So I said, ooh, because I don't have my scraper. I don't know where. I go, hold on, kids. They get in the car. I have the car on. I get the bag of hot water and I come out and I literally just filmed it and it was very natural. And I was like, oh my God, shut the front door, it works. And that video has been stitched over 70,000 times. I can't even keep up with it. And it has 10.5 million views.
Wow.
I went to the grocery store and some lady was the girl, the younger girl, the cashier was like, can I ask you a question? I'm like, yeah. She's like, are you on TikTok? She's like, you're the shut the front door lady. I'm like, and I teach high school one day a week for like part of like this experience group program. I walked in after break. They were like, shut the front door. I'm like, you guys found me. They're like, found you. You're all over our For You page.
Wow. I love this so much. Okay. So tell us a little more about what your business is, because I know that people are probably like, what the heck does shut the front door lady do? And I think this is super important because like I said, you've done my soul charts. They were so accurate. It still to the, like, I almost have to be careful reading it because it's very emotional.
Yeah.
And I'll like read a portion and be like, I don't think I want to go any further because I don't want to know what next month is going to look like, but it's been so spot on. It's been a crazy experience for me to have some understanding of what life looks like right now. Yes.
So the beauty of what I do is, you know, you have been given the greatest gift, which is free will. And I will never tell you what to do or how to do it or when to do it. But I think when we understand the lessons and the themes of specific seasons in our lives or what's coming up ahead, then all it is knowledge to make better decisions that are right for you. Numerology, I did not invent it. It's been around forever. You know, it's way before any of us. And it's a system of numbers that have secret messages between your birthday and your name. And everything in the universe has a vibration, and these numbers reveal what that vibration is. So what I do is I use the gift of numerology as well as my ability of intuition and my senses, which are claircognizance and clairaudience, where you sense things and you hear things and kind of in, I deliver messages. When someone works with me and I create a chart, all I'm doing is giving them a map. It's like a self-help tool to guide you. I'll give you a perfect example. For me, this is a really quick story, if it's okay. My husband and I, we bought a house 3 years ago, and it's a ranch style home, a single, you know, family home floor with 3 bedrooms and 1.5 baths. Now I have 3 kids. And when we bought this house, I said, okay, we're going to build up. But I said, we cannot do it until 2018. And he said, well, why 2018? I said, excuse me, 2019, because his chart supports growth and my chart supported the numbers. Rachel, we knocked down my house to the 4 outside walls, rebuilt the whole house, everything new, keys back in hand, 9 weeks, not a hiccup, not a misstep, nothing. The smoothest thing ever. Not only did we move my family of 5 out, we were gifted, and I say that again, gifted a rental house in between my kids' 2 schools for free. This is what I'm talking about. When you use the universal energies and powers, things line up smoother. Now, could I have built my house the year before or the year after? Yeah, but it might have not have gone that smoothly. 9 weeks, massive construction. You know, I mean, stripped it down, built it up. You know, now it's a 4-bedroom, you know, it's just crazy.
Wow.
It's crazy. Yeah.
That is amazing. Now, you have been taking on clients one-on-one. You have some different offerings. But I want to point this out because some people, by the time you're watching this, just so you guys know, Larissa is highly in demand. And I'm not just saying that. Since jumping on TikTok and at the time of filming this, which doesn't include future growth, you have what, tripled your business?
More than that. More than that. I have gone from having, you know, one client a week to celebrity clients to 13 readings a week, plus a membership community, plus hundreds of people just where I'm doing lives and things like that. But I only try to do two or three readings a day because energetically I can, it's a lot. And I want to give each person their respected time. Believe it or not, when you work with a healer, I take a lot of pride in what I do. And before my reading, I don't need to know you. I don't need to see you. I meditate on you. I get centered into your energy. And I know your questions even before you ask them. So it's really about me creating my energy for that reading, which takes time. So I kind of cap it out three readings a day and I'm booked out.
So the reason that I share that is because for those of you who are interested in working with Larissa, we're going to include some information in the links either above this video, below this video, or at rachelpeterson.com/podcast. But you'll want to book out because she's booking out further and further. She's highly in demand. She's not cheap. And that's for a good reason because her work is phenomenal. Goddess Giving on all platforms. Yes.
Yes. All beautiful platforms.
And anything else you want to share, Larissa, for anyone who's like, you know, anyone who's on the fence about taking action in their business, thoughts like that?
So one of the things that I find is that no matter who comes to me, they're all looking for pretty much the same type of energetic shift. I can't promise you, I can't tell you exactly what you'll gain from the experience, but I will promise you that you will gain something that helps you go forward. It's literally taking you from where you are to where you want to be. And what I feel is my specialty is I give you the action steps spiritually and numerically and aligned with your energy on what is the right next step for the smoothest transition possible for growth, joy, love, and happiness.
I love this so, so much. So make sure you check out Larissa's links above and beneath this video. Larissa, thank you so much for joining me today.
You're welcome. Thank you, Rachel. I appreciate it.
For sure. I'll catch you all later. Bye for now and see you in the next episode.